Hello, my name is Justin, and I am somebody that runs an anime and manga and sometimes light novel blog, the OISG.com, with another Otakon 2017 special where over Otakon weekend, that was August 11th to 13th, I ended up speaking to a couple of people there, and one of the few was cosplayer Stella Chu. The interview was very brief, although most of the interviews are very brief. Let's just say, I guess, like, Otakon had their limits, and also, I guess I also had some too as well, so. But I hope you find it interesting. We have getting a little bit into her history with cosplay, how she discovered anime, or I guess in this case, how she ended up cosplaying because of Naruto, maybe? Possibly? So we get into that. Anyways, without instead of stalling and all that good stuff, I'm gonna get to the interview. Here it is with Stella Chu.
Actually, like my 10-year
10
anniversary.
year, but first year in Washington.
Yeah.
First time, has it been your first time here in Washington?
No, I go to lots of conventions in this area, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's get to the questions.
Great.
What exactly, if you can remember as much as you can, about your very first cosplay?
When I was in high school, I ran the anime club, and I wanted everyone to cosplay for the like our school's like Halloween party. And so I got everyone in my club to dress up as characters from Naruto, and like Naruto just came out. So I was super excited about it, but like no one else knew what it was. So I, made everyone in my anime club dress up. Like my one friend, I made him wear an orange t-shirt. I drew whiskers on his face so he looked like Naruto, and I dressed up in a Chinese dress and put a headband that was made of tinfoil and Sharpie marker on my forehead. So that was really fun. Yeah,
It's
it
like
was so long ago.
maybe 2013. I mean 2020,
Wait,
2003.
Naruto?
Naruto
Do you
20,
remember where?
2000, 2002. Wow, let me say 14. 2004, 2000,
Yeah,
somewhere around there.
2004.
It's a long time.
That's about maybe I think even 2003.
Yeah, I'm thinking 2003. That's
Yeah.
probably what I meant to say.
Yeah.
But yeah, okay. But compared to then to today, how has cosplay changed for
Oh,
you?
it's completely different now. For one, I'm not making things out of tin foil anymore. But it's great that cosplay is completely mainstream now, and everything that I talk about, people know what it is. I'm not just like this crazy weeb girl being weird. Yeah, like my nickname back in high school was like Anime Girl or something that people called me.
Could be like one of those AIM usernames or something like
Yeah.
that.
Well, actually, my AIM username was Anime Crazy Freak. I don't
Oh,
know why I even subjected myself to
well.
that. But, it's completely different now. It's commercialized, which is great. It's nationally known. People know what the word cosplay is, and like everyone cosplays. They think that even dressing up for Halloween is called cosplay.
Yeah,
Yeah,
and
there's even TV shows about it,
right, and that's basically what you do for kind of for a living.
Yeah,
So,
so I started doing cosplay full time about a year and a half ago. Before then, I had my like nice cushy corporate job with a 401k, and I decided to abandon that so I could do this full time. Yeah.
well, considering you have been doing all this cosplay, how busy can your year usually be?
Yeah, so I would say I work 16-hour days and I sleep for 8 hours. So yeah, it is a full-time job for me, and I'm always thinking about it, and it is my bread and butter. Like I literally work 7 days a week, 16-hour days. I do not take breaks. The only time I am able to take a break is if I already finished all of my costumes, and then I can go to the ball.
Right. Well, even though like you just mentioned that cosplay is commercialized, people know what it is, but even today, what would you say is the biggest challenge of for cosplayers today?
Finding time.
Finding time.
Because there's so much opportunity there now. Like anyone can become a professional cosplayer, or anyone can become known as a cosplayer. So like there's the most difficult thing is to build your own costumes and put yourself out there, because there's so many outlets available. If there's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, these are all things that make it possible to get noticed. And then there's Patreon, which allows people to get paid to do all of this. So it's a completely new game for us now. It's really great.
You said you had an anime club, Children of Naruto. When did you find out about anime?
it's always been a part of my life, even as a young kid, because in Chinese culture, you were always watching cartoons that were made from a different country. And so have you ever watched Panda Go Panda? This was before My Neighborhood Totoro. It was the thing that Studio Ghibli made like 30 years ago. Yeah, 30 years ago. And this was like cartoons that we watched as little kids. Like, I remember watching, it wasn't Ninja Scroll, but it was something similar of like similar violence and like ninjas and stuff. And that was in, I think I watched that when I was like 7 years old. I remember watching Shadow Skill on HBO. Like, Sailor Moon and Dragon Ball Z was always like a part of my like Saturday morning cartoons. So it was never a new thing for me. Like, you know, being an Asian American, like, we're exposed to other things that Asia has made. So I seriously cannot tell you what my first anime was, because I've always been watching it. Because it was the same as watching Blue's Clues or SpongeBob on TV.
Okay, I once read in an interview where you mentioned that you've gotten artists to commission some of your costumes.
Yeah, so way back in the day, before I taught myself how to sew properly, I commissioned a lot of my costumes from like actual seamstresses to make for me, and like prop makers and stuff. And to this day, I'll still even hire like some of my friends to build some stuff for me, because like I either don't have the time, or they have better skills than I do. But as of late, I would probably say that I make 90% of my costumes in a year, and I make about 20 to 30 costumes in a year.
Okay, I guess my final question. I know you get asked a lot from people about advice, about giving up how to get into cosplaying and stuff like that. So I'm going to ask, kind of reverse it. Have you been given advice or a tip that has spurred you on to continue cosplaying?
I wouldn't say I got specific advice, but watching Yaya Han, Vampy Bit Me, and Jessica Nigri, like the three, they're basically the three pillars of cosplay. Watching them and their worth ethic, and seeing how they navigate this whole world is my learning. That's my school. Like, I go to them and I look at how they do things to figure out what it means for me, and how to learn learn how to navigate my own world. So they're my senpais, whether they know it or not. They're my world role models.